Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn in the Office of Mission Ministry Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back with you again today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times and motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as I utilize the information we provide today. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and the resulting outcome. The goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special month, the month of March, designated as Social Work Month. Social Work Month is a time to celebrate the great profession of social work. And this year's theme for Social Work Month is Social Work Breaks Barriers. Social Work Month is really an opportunity to learn more about the many positive contributions of the profession and to celebrate the important work of social workers. As such, we are honored today to have with us not one, not two, but three very, very special guests from right here at Seton Hall University. They are Dr. Dawn Abgar, Associate Professor and Director of the Undergraduate Social Work Program, Dr. Anthony Nicotera, Assistant Professor of Social Work, and Dr. Inez A. Merzakuh, Professor and Director of the Catholic Studies Program. Great morning and welcome everyone to Thank God for Monday.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ah, the honor is all ours. Sadly, we've only got 30 minutes. We're jumping right into the deep end of the pool here. Let's talk first and share with the listeners and me a little bit about social work and maybe some of the misconceptions about the profession and how social work may be different from allied disciplines such as sociology and psychology. Help us out, team, please.
Okay, great. I think I'll start. Before we even talk about the misconceptions, I think one of the issues is that social work is so broad. Social workers can be found in so many areas of practice that many people don't even realize that they're interfacing with a social worker because they may be using titles like case manager or counselor. And so I think many people aren't educated about what social work does. And we also see that individuals think that social work may be like a paraprofessional, maybe somebody who's doing concrete services, and they don't realize that most social workers have master's degrees in the profession and are highly skilled. So there's not only a lot of misconceptions, but there's really sort of a lack of education generally about who social workers are and what they do.
Dr. Dawn, thank you very, very much for that. Anthony or Inez, would you like to add anything?
Well, I'll just add, and thank you again for this opportunity, that my background is in law and social work, for example. So I teach a lot of courses at the intersection of public policy, law, racial justice, and now with our partnership with Catholic Studies at the intersection of spirituality and Catholic social thought and social work. So there is a breadth and depth to social work that many are not aware of. And social workers in all facets of life, doing social change work, policy advocacy work, administrative and management work, organizing in the community, as well as clinical practice.
I think Dr. Nicotera also makes a, you know, Anthony makes a good point is that social workers are educated in law, they're educated in biology, they're educated in psychology and sociology. And so they draw upon the allied disciplines to use what we call an ecological perspective, which is really looking at the person and the environment, really with the goal of promoting, functioning, helping people who are poor and oppressed.
This is really, really amazing. So, Inez, I'm sorry. Did you want to jump in there, please?
Yes, I was. I wanted to jump in and say that, yes, I absolutely agree with my colleagues who are trained and also practitioners in social work. But I can add that having, many students in Catholic studies coming from social work, they also have a good grip, I can say, and or are minoring, for example, in political science. Or so there is an intersection of a lot of disciplines in social work. For example, think about social justice. Social workers pursue social justice, particularly with and on behalf of the vulnerable and also the oppressed individuals and groups of people. And just they are, they break really barriers. So I really love that the dedication of the month of March as, breaking barriers. So
it's really timely, no doubt about that. Now, our listeners here and I, thank God for, we love to hear stories, certainly. So Dawn, maybe then you and Anthony could share a little bit. How did you learn about social work and become a social worker?
So I don't have, like many individuals, when I was graduating from high school, I had never heard of social work. I wanted to work with people, but I was good in math and science. So I actually started out as an electrical engineering major.
Oh my goodness.
I know, thinking about working with children, building prostheses and things like that, and realized that really, while I was good at math and science, it wasn't enough interaction with people. And I really wanted a profession where I could be interfacing with individuals directly. And so I made my transition after I graduated, and I pursued a master's degree when I started working in the field. My supervisor had a master's degree in social work. And so I went part-time and learned more about what social work was because I didn't know. And I like what Inez said too, is social workers are doers. They're the inaction part. And so that really was very appealing to me, is that I wanted to be on the front lines with those who are affected and work alongside with them. I know Anthony has a very interesting background. Anthony, do you want to share?
Thanks, Don. Thank you again for the question. Somewhat of a circuitous route for me as well. I didn't see myself as a social worker at the undergraduate level, but had the opportunity to do some volunteer work in Detroit, Michigan, and then in Nicaragua and Central America after graduating from college, and was fascinated by the profession of social work, worked alongside a lot of social workers, actually at the intersection of law and social work, and then spent 6 years as a Jesuit novice and scholastic, actually did not get ordained as a Jesuit, but it was the Jesuits who encouraged me both to pursue this notion of faith doing justice, which inspired me to think about the profession of social work. And then they also supported my getting an MSW while I was a Jesuit scholastic. So in addition to the theology and philosophy studies, I did social work MSW program at Loyola Chicago, which was very powerful and I think transformative for me. I think the core values of Catholic social teaching and social work are all about lifting up and centering, if you will, the inherent dignity of all people, and then trying to work together to build beloved community, as Dr. King would say, to work for justice and to commit to the common good, especially, again, focusing on the experience of those most vulnerable and oppressed, and thinking if they're not well, then we're not well. And together we need to find ways to create a society that is more just and healing. And that to me is how I understand and experience social work. So I very much come to it from a place of faith as well, as many social workers do, not all, not necessary, but certainly it is part of our profession to think about the notion, as the Jesuits would say, of faith doing justice.
That's so wonderful. Certainly our great Jesuit friends. And thank you both for sharing these heartfelt stories with us. Now, can you maybe describe a couple of the jobs social workers do and where someone like me or our listeners might even encounter social workers.
Well, the challenge is, as I said, that often social workers are using different titles, job titles, and so I would say that everyone has probably come in contact with a social worker, though they may not even know that. And I would, you know, from early years, you'll see social workers in schools, pretty much in every school, working with students and families. You would see social workers in hospitals helping with discharge planning and, you know, helping put in a comprehensive sort of plan of care. You would see social workers are the largest mental health providers. So you would certainly see them in, you know, mental health clinics or substance use practices, in nursing homes or long-term care. Now we're seeing a sort of a new place for social workers in libraries, because we find that yes, there's library social workers,
Wow.
Where because we see families coming into libraries, and it's a great way to be sort of a point of contact where people might need referrals, might be having a difficulty accessing resources. So you will see social workers in sports organizations helping with, you know, performance. You'll see them in industry, law practices. There isn't, I don't think, a place that would be suitable for a social worker. Wherever there are people, there will be a social worker, or there should be a social worker. Let's just say that.
Wow, that is so wonderful. Now, Anthony, if it's okay, I'd like to direct this question to you, because you have had an incredible background, no doubt about that. My understanding is you teach many of the courses on social justice, and that Seton Hall actually has a social work program that has a social justice certificate program piece of that. And what makes social workers uniquely qualified to engage in social justice? I know you touched on this a little bit. Let's peel the onion, though, please. Why is social justice so important to the profession and even society as a whole?
Thanks again for the question. So I think we do have a social work policy and justice certificate program. It has required courses in social work and the law, introduction to social work approach to race bias, social welfare policy, and 80 hours of experiential learning activity. And I think that's what I say to folks interested in social work. It's not just an academic discipline. It is also a profession. It's an association. And it's a commitment to walking with people, especially those in need. And that's why I think social workers are particularly well positioned to do the work of justice, because they are walking with those who are marginalized, oppressed, who have been victims of violence, community violence, family violence. They've suffered and are suffering in a particular way. And so in doing that work, walking with those folks, we understand and know that people exist in environments, and yes, we need to work with people, as Dr. Apgar's Don said, and also understand that systems and structures and environments affect who they are. And so we are about trying to change those as we are able, or transform those systems when they are oppressive or unjust.
Oh,
this kind
please,
of
Inez.
Yes, I just wanted to add, you know, it reminded me, Anthony, of what Pope Paul VI taught. If you want peace, work for justice. So he sees this two, you know, as very, you know, connected together. So, and I think social work, you know, with one of the tenets of social work, which is solidarity, it really goes into this venue, right? If you want peace, work for justice.
I think that's... No,
go
I was going to say,
please.
Inez, I think that's a great, that justice focus has really been really a driver for some of the initiatives and some of the programs that we've been doing with Catholic Studies and our academy. And Inez, I don't know if you want to talk about some of the work that we've been doing, because it really fits within that sort of justice framework.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I am a newcomer at social work. My background is in theology and ecclesiastical history, especially focusing on Byzantine history, so medieval history. So I knew quite a bit about, you know, Catholic social teaching, theologically speaking, but not, you know, this particular part of doing and also social work. But now that I am in very good company, I can say of my colleagues here, I have learned a lot from them, and also, you know, finding and reflecting and writing on this synergy. There is a lot of synergy between social work and Catholic social teaching. For example, there are seven Catholic social teaching themes: life and dignity of the human person, family, community, and participation, rights and responsibilities, options for the poor or the society's peripheries, just to use Pope Francis, you know, a preferred vocabulary, periphery, the dignity of the work and the rights of the workers, solidarity, care of God's creation. So these are the tenets of the Catholic social teaching. And then look at the synergy with social work. Yes, we talked about social justice. We talked about service. Yes, social workers elevate service to others above self-interest, I can say. Dignity and worth of the person, importance of the human relationship, integrity that is in the profession. So there is so much that Catholic social teaching and social work has have in common, right? I am a newcomer, and I'm discovering every day and getting excited actually every day about this project, this academy that we created, and now we are applying together and also spreading this model to other universities. And that is really a service, I think, that we are doing at Seton Hall University.
One thing that's important too is we've talked about, you know, Catholicism, but the three of us are speaking at a conference in about a week in Rome about interreligious dialogue. So I do want our listeners to, you know, understand that social work also aligns with many other, you know, faith traditions and religions, and which also share those values. And social workers work with people, right, from you know, a wide variety of faith traditions. And so it's often when people are suffering too that they draw upon their faith, right? Or and so we are always trying to be inclusive, right? Not only of, you know, Catholicism, but all others.
And in our world where diversity, equity, inclusion is so critical, you three are role models of this. And so, Seton Hall, we are so lucky and blessed to have you with us. Not only I thank God for Monday today, but in our Setonia community. That's for sure. Now,
Right. And also, may I interject here,
please.
Brother Cellini? Yes, that piece that Don was talking about, the interreligious dialogue, yes, the social work and also Catholic studies, we are leaders in this field. But at the same time, you know, we are following what Pope Francis is asking of the Catholic University or of the university in general. It's a place of encounter, it's a place of dialogue. And social work and Catholic studies, we go and meet with students, bring the students, you know, to our classes, bring the students together to participate in these activities, right? So make them encounter, make them dialogue with each other. And I think that this is a tremendous service. Most recently, actually, as recently as February the 25th, Pope Francis had an audience with the students and also the professors of the Pontifical Universities in Rome. And one of
Wow.
the things that he focused his attention on, of course, it is mind, heart, but also he talked about experiential learning, doing, the doing part that is very important for his papacy. And I think the combination of these two, you know, social work and Catholic studies, we are following what Pope Francis has kind of mapped, right, for the Catholic University.
No doubt about it. They are perfect together. And it sounds like this academy is a best practice gold standard for the rest of the world. I don't know if you'd feel comfortable sharing an activity or two that the academy may be either involved in or is planning, or is that not something we want to talk about today.
No, it's not a secret. Social workers love to talk about their work. So the hard part is fitting it within a half hour radio sequence. I'll just kick it off and then Inez and Anthony can add, but we're really focused in on scholarship. So we are writing both as faculty and with students to add to the, you know, the scholarly literature about these particular synergies. So because we want to advance really the academy right in this area. So we've written and we're going to be continuing to write, but it's also about teaching and research as well. And so Anthony, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the teaching, the new courses and things and the pedagogical developments that we're doing.
Sure, thanks. I think in addition to that, we found in the scholarship, I'll just say, picking up on what you're saying, Don, that there hasn't been a lot of scholarship, somewhat surprisingly, at the intersection of Catholic social thought teaching, Catholic studies, and social work, despite the synergies in, with respect to core commitments and values. So we're trying to share that with students and with colleagues. We're speaking with other colleagues at other Catholic institutions. We just presented at the Association of Catholic Colleges and Universities. We actually are presenting at Urbaniana in Rome, again, with colleagues internationally. And we're also working on core courses that have been developed at Seton Hall that will satisfy student requirements for our core curriculum university-wide, but also social work and Catholic studies requirements. That are, one is a Catholic social thought and action course where students will travel to Camden, New Jersey, actually to work with the Romero Center there and have a direct experience with people in need. I actually have roots there. Grandparents, mother grew up in Camden, and I lived there for 6-7 years as a social worker and as a Jesuit. And so we have opportunities like that. Also a global justice course that we've designed, again, at the intersection of Catholic studies and social work to introduce students to stories of people doing this work. And I'll just say this much, that Dr. Mirsaku Innes and I have in common admiration, deep and profound respect for an experience of, in a particular way, Mother Teresa. So I spent time there in Calcutta with her when I was a Jesuit scholastic. And I know Dr. Mirsaku has written a seminal work, a book on her commitment to those on the periphery. And I look at that as an example, you know, a story that we can share with students about a commitment to centering those who are, again, on the periphery. And in so doing, my understanding is that is the work of justice. Anytime we lift up the inherent dignity, especially of those who are most vulnerable, we are doing the work of justice. And when we challenge oppressive systems and unjust structures, we're doing the work of justice. I don't think of it as an either or. I don't know if you wanted to add, Innes.
No, what I wanted to add is that, yes, students do service, right? They are required to do service when they are in college, but this is a different kind of service because it's an academic service. The students have this academic background, right? Why are we doing service? What is the theology of service after all, right? So, and this, I think it's very important, but at the same time profound. It's a service that will remain with students for life, right? And this is what we are focusing at. So as my colleague said, we are using the theology of Mother Teresa, right? And our theology of service is extraordinary, profound, which again goes hand in hand with Pope Francis and also the Christian tradition. You know, I'm thinking about monasteries, you know, when service and this kind of social work, you know, kind of started. So yes, we are spreading the good news. We are spreading our model, and we invite other universities, you know, to join in. I want to throw even something else here. We are extremely grateful to Universitate, which it's an organization in Argentina. And because they've created this program, and were very generous with us with a grant that we won actually, and were able to participate at the American Catholic Colleges and Universities annual meeting. So Universitate, kudos to Uniservitate and their mission.
This is all terrific. Sadly, we've only got about 5 minutes. We could literally spend all day talking about this. But I just wanted to close with a couple of quick questions. Are there one or two challenges facing social workers today? And maybe how can our listeners and I help out with these challenges?
Well, I would. I'll start, and this is actually more on the micro level than there's challenges, you know, on the macro level as well. But technology, I think, is challenging the profession. It's providing an opportunity to. I mean, look at us now, right? Like, you know, to connect with people in innovative ways via social media and you know, radio. Zoom, and we're doing a lot of telehealth services, so we're able to meet people where they are literally at in remote parts of the world. But it is a challenge, right? Because it, you know, can sometimes widen the gap between those, the haves and the have-nots, you know, adapting. We're used to sitting with people. And so, you know, adapting methods of practice so that we can still be effective in this, you know, technological society. So that's something that I think the, you know, profession is wrestling with. Dr. Nicotera, I want to give you an opportunity to chime in with something.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Don, the macro issues, I think we're aware of, but certainly social workers are working to address them, as are those inspired by their Catholic faith. Environmental crisis, political, social, economic polarization, obviously pandemic still, and health challenges, racial reckoning, all of these things are with us. And social workers are working in various ways to try to bring justice and healing. Also, though, I do like to go back to the micro. And so we make this distinction, but they're really kind of blended, right? As we do micro work, we're helping affect change in a macro way and vice versa from my perspective. And I think I do come back to the suffering that I've seen in so many of our students, for example, with challenges with isolation and fracture in relationship and mental health struggles and depression and anxiety, especially coming out of the pandemic. And we're still suffering, I think, the trauma of that as a collective, as a society and individually. And so doing something for others, as Dr. King would say, doing the little things with great love, as Mother Teresa would say, just a smile, you know, can make a difference, a listening ear, all these things that social workers do, because we're trained to walk with people and listen deeply to people in their pain and in their suffering, and try to reflect critically with them on ways we can move toward deeper liberation and justice. Sometimes just the smallest thing. I know that Mother Teresa would often challenge people who wanted to stay and continue to do the work. I saw many of them come from all over the world in Calcutta, you know, and wanted to say, Mother, you know, they came for a week, stayed for a year, and they wanted to stay. She'd often say, go home, you know, get to know your neighbor,
and
do something in your community for, you know, your neighbor or with your neighbor to make a difference there.
That's probably a good way to end, just by saying you can best honor social workers during Social Work Month. And you don't need to be a social worker, but adopting some of these practices, right, or just being attentive to the needs of others is a great way, and use March as a springboard to be able to do that.
How wonderful that is. Certainly, last question. I'm sure our loyal listeners may want to contact one or all of you. How can they best do that? Is there a website maybe they can go to and find your emails? How would you suggest it, please?
Well, probably the easiest would be to just even just Google, you know, undergraduate social work, Seton Hall, and each of us have our own, you know, personal profile pages, but contact Seton Hall, general number, ask for the undergraduate social work program or Catholic Studies. I mean, you can enter the door. Is wide. So you can enter really anyway, or Catholic Studies program. We work closely together, and we would invite all of you. There's plenty of room at the table here.
Oh, that's
our
so
doors
wonderful.
Are, Yes, our doors are always open, as Pope Francis would say. So I would congratulate every listener that is there, that is social work, there is a social worker or social work oriented, to continue to break those barriers. And of course, in Catholicism, actually, we have the month of St. Joseph, who in a way is a bridge builder that joins the seasons of Lent with Easter, right? And we are Easter people.
Absolutely. And tomorrow, ironically, March 19th, the feast, Festa de San Giuseppe, certainly. So enjoy the lentil and whatever else you want to have. And certainly, we can't thank the three of you enough. Certainly, Dr. Dawn Abgar, Dr. Anthony Nicotera, Dr. Inez Merzaku. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We, as you know, have a motto here at Seton Hall, Hazards Ed Forward. You are role models of advanced despite difficulties. This has been very, very enlightening. Yes, it's been a lot of inspiration today you share with us. So continued success, joy, happiness, and great contribution to Setonia and transforming the world as well. And enjoy the rest of this St. Joseph's Day weekend, as well as Social Work Month.
Thank
listeners,
you.
Guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Dawn and Anthony and Inez do, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.